Focus on Healthcare Reform, presented by the North Carolina Medical Society, Leadership in Medicine. I'm Mike Edwards. In this edition, we look at how recovery audit contractors will expand within Medicare and Medicaid. Physicians, practices, and facilities that provide services under Medicare Parts A or B are very familiar with recovery audit contractors, or RACs. These companies contract with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to detect improper Medicare payments, collect overpayments, identify underpayments, and improve the handling of Medicare's payment processes. As part of a move to fight fraud, strengthen Medicare, and protect taxpayer dollars, the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act expands the RAC program into Medicare Advantage Part C, Medicare Prescription Drugs Part D, and Medicaid. You can find these provisions in Section 6411 of the Act. The Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act requires the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to form contracts with RACs to ensure that every Medicare Advantage Part C and Prescription Drug Part D plan has an effective anti-fraud program. Part D RACs will also be charged with examining claims for reinsurance payments and review a plan's enrollment estimates pertaining to its high-cost beneficiaries. These contracts must be in place by December 31, 2010. The Act also requires North Carolina Medicaid to contract with at least one RAC for the purpose of identifying underpayments and overpayments and recouping overpayments by December 31, 2010. The RAC will be paid on a contingency basis, a precarious arrangement that incentivizes the RAC to find and recover as many overpayments to physicians as possible. These are also known as RAC attacks. The state must offer an adequate appeal process for providers who are subjected to an adverse determination. The North Carolina Medical Society will provide updates on the RACs program and other issues related to the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act on our Health System Reform Resource Center at www.ncmedsoc.org. That's www.ncmedsoc.org. This information will also appear in the bulletin, our weekly electronic newsletter. Focus on Healthcare Reform is presented by the North Carolina Medical Society. Leadership in Medicine.